Chapter 7 At the Towpath. It wasn't hard to go through the lock. If we hadn't been so busy talking about Grim Jim, it would have been fun. We could have chatted to people on other boats while we were waiting. Then Guy said, "That's enough about Grim Jim. Let's talk about something else. I wonder where those girls are now. I'd like to see them again, especially the blonde one." Guy liked blondes, but I preferred girls with dark hair. We hadn't seen the girls for some time. Were they behind us or ahead of us on the river? Had they stopped and camped for a while? We argued whether we should row slowly or quickly, hoping to meet up with them further along the river. It was a stupid argument that had no solution. Sometimes arguments like these ended up in a fight. That was usually Freddy's fault. He could be really irritating, especially when he made stupid suggestions. "We should try and get into a lock at the same time as the girls," he said. "That way we wouldn't have to think of excuses to talk to them. It would be a perfectly natural thing to do."
"How exactly do you plan to do that?" I said sarcastically, "since we have no idea where the girls are."
"Okay, that's enough," said Guy. He was more tolerant of Freddy than I was, and sometimes found his silly ideas amusing. Then the two of them attacked me for being too serious. We passed through the lock and came to a part of the river where a towpath ran along the bank. At Kingston, the boat owner had explained about towing and shown us where the long tow rope was stored.
"See that rope?" he had said. "That's a tow rope. Keep it tied up till you need it. When you reach a towpath, you attach one end of the rope to the hook at the front of the boat. Then you hold the other end and walk along the towpath, pulling the boat with you."
"Is it hard work?" asked Freddy suspiciously.
"Sometimes," said the owner unhelpfully.
Then he looked at the piles of boxes we'd loaded onto the boat and added nastily,
"In your case, it will be very hard work."
We agreed to take turns to tow and started to argue about who should be first. Caesar was becoming restless, so I said, "Let's stop here for a few minutes. I'll take Caesar for a run, and when I get back, we can decide who's going first." About 20 minutes later, Caesar and I came back from our run and got a disagreeable surprise. Our boat was no longer there. I couldn't believe Guy or Freddy had volunteered to tow it. So where was it? Caesar and I ran along the towpath, and soon I got my answer. Ahead of us on the river was our boat. It was close to the bank, and it was moving, which was very strange, because neither Freddy nor Guy were rowing or towing it. They were lying back in the boat, smiling happily. Then I saw the reason for their amusement. Our tow rope was tied to a small boat in front of ours. A young man walking along the towpath with his girlfriend was towing the small boat, which was empty. He had his arm round her, and their heads were close together. The couple never suspected that they were pulling two boats, not one. Unlike Guy and Freddy, I didn't think it was amusing. I thought it was very unfair. When I reached our boat, I was angry.
"Untie that rope, you lazy boys!" I shouted to Guy and Freddy.
When they didn't move, I ran to the other boat and started to untie the rope connecting it to ours. The others were furious.
"Leave it alone, John," shouted Freddy.
"What's the matter with you?" shouted Guy. "Where's your sense of humour? You're always so serious."
We were all angry. Guy and Freddy jumped out of our boat. Freddy pushed me, and the three of us started to fight.
The couple must have heard our shouts because they turned to see what was happening.
Stop that before someone gets hurt,
shouted the young man. We stopped fighting for a moment and might have started again if Freddy hadn't noticed what was happening to our boat. It was no longer tied to the couple's boat and was now moving slowly towards the middle of the river.
You idiot! Shouted Freddy. Look what you've done! Go and bring the boat back!
Before I could react, I heard a voice calling from a boat behind us. We looked in horror. It was the girls.
Lost your boat, have you?
Shouted one of the girls. She was laughing. The other two girls were already in the water, swimming strongly towards our boat. They pulled the boat to the riverbank. Then the dark-haired girl handed me the tow rope. We were all too embarrassed to do anything but mumble thanks.
Come on, boys, don't be upset. Accidents happen, said the blonde girl. Anyway, all's well that ends well.
Guy was the first to recover. He smiled and said,
You're right, and thanks for rescuing our boat.
This was our chance to start a conversation with the girls.
I saw a nice pub when I was running with Caesar. Can we buy you a drink? I said, and added, By the way, I'm John and these two are Freddy and Guy.
By now, everyone was smiling.
I'm Sally, and this is Kate, said the blonde girl.
Then she turned to the girl who'd handed me the rope and said,
And that's Jane. I'm sorry, said Kate. We'd love to have a drink with you sometime, but we can't come now. We're meeting some friends for a meal.
Next time we see you then, said Guy.
It's a promise, Jane said with a smile.
I thought she was looking at me when she said it. Did I imagine that? As they were leaving, Sally turned and said,
By the way, how did your boat get free?
Freddy, Guy and I had the schoolboy code of honour. We fought among ourselves, but in situations like this, we were united. We did not tell tales on each other.
We'll tell you all about it next time we see you, I said, hoping they'd forget to ask next time we met.
The long tow rope was still hanging from the boat, so we untied it. Our efforts to tie it up efficiently weren't very successful, so we left it in a wet, untidy pile near the front of the boat.